You've probably come across wireless earbuds, headphones, speakers, and mics at some point. When using any of the above, you might have experienced some latency, which is usually labeled on the box or manual of the product, which not many people look at. According to Wikipedia, latency refers to a short period of delay, usually measured in milliseconds, between the audio signal entering the system, like headphones, and when it emerges as sound. This can be caused by factors like analog to digital conversion, buffering, digital signal processing, transmission time, digital to analog conversion, and the speed of sound in the transmission medium. Latency mostly affects wireless audio transmission than the wired ones because it involves more processes. Most of the time, latency is noticed when watching video content like movies, online webinars, or even YouTube videos like this one. What happens is that you're going to receive delayed audio in your pair of wireless headphones or speakers, normally referred to as lip sync error when the video is ahead of the audio. In wireless mics, this can be noticed when live streaming and your voice doesn't sync with the video at all, especially to the side of the audience. And all this is annoying. Okay, for Bluetooth devices, this is normally caused by the digital audio encoders and decoders, also known as codecs, mounted in the device's motherboards, which enables transmission of signals from the sender to the receiver. Here are some codecs used in Bluetooth devices. The first one is SBC, standing for sub-band coding. This is the most basic codec with the lowest bitrate and therefore the lowest sound quality. It is the default codec that most lower cost audio gear supports. It has a bit depth of 16-bit, sampling rate of up to 48 kHz, and bitrate of 328 kilobytes per second. This codec has the highest latency and I would not recommend it unless you have no other choice. The second one is the LDAC codec, which was made by Sony, and I don't know what it stands for because Sony won't say. It is a codec which has a bit depth of up to 24-bit, sampling rate of up to 96 kHz, and bitrate of up to 990 kilobytes per second. Apple does not support this codec because it is part of the Android open source project AOSP. It also has quite a lot of latency and not suitable for streaming and gaming, but most people might find it good when listening to music or for general purposes. The next one is aptX HD or aptX High Definition. It is a part of the aptX codec, which was made by the Qualcomm company. It has a bit depth of up to 24 bits, sampling rate of up to 48 kHz, and bitrate of 576 kilobytes per second. Despite the numbers, it has less latency than LDAC. aptX Low Latency is also from Qualcomm, which is more advanced than aptX HD. This performs very well and it is recommended for gaming and streaming and has very low latency, which is a real game changer. FastStream is one of the best codecs to have in your devices. If you have a FastStream device, you are on top. Many companies have higher-end Bluetooth devices which have been made to have zero or very low latency, which you can't even notice. Most of these devices have many codecs in them to provide you with the best sound quality. However, as you go down the price road, things get worse because usually for a lower price you'll probably get a device with very high latency using the SBC codec only. The quality of sound can also be determined by the age of the device's use. If you use an older wireless device, you might experience more latency because they will most likely be using older codecs like the SBC only. Studies have shown that you cannot be able to avoid some latency when streaming audio. So as long as the latency is 45 milliseconds or less, it will be noticeable and in sync with the video for the audience. If you are really looking for a good Bluetooth device, any with aptX High Definition or higher is recommended. For streaming, on the other hand, aptX Low Latency and FastStream are recommended for immersive experience. Above all the disadvantages, latency has its own advantages too, which not many people know about. It's mostly used in large rooms like auditoriums and movie theaters. Here's how. Assuming the sound was to be fed into the loudspeakers next to the stage and the support speakers at the same time, the audience in the back room would hear the sound from the support speakers first and then the sound from the main sound source. For this reason, the support speakers are fed a delayed signal, which corresponds to the time it takes for the sound to travel from the main loudspeaker to the location of the supporting speakers. Hence, order is achieved.